Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Friday, April 5, 2024. Philippine inflation quickens for a second straight month. The consumer price index jumped to 3.7% in March, up from February's 3.4%, but lower than last year's 7.6%. The uptick was mainly driven by faster increases in the prices of food, particularly rice and onions, as well as transport costs. Another big-time oil price hike looms next week. Gasoline may increase by as much as 1 peso and 20 centavos per liter, while kerosene prices may be higher by at least 1 peso and 10 centavos per liter. Diesel prices, meanwhile, may see the biggest hike of as much as 1 peso and 40 centavos per liter. Residents of Metro Manila facing less water supply this month. The Metropolitan Water Works and Sewerage System, or MWSS, says it has begun reducing water pressure in households and establishments in the capital region. But the agency clarifies, for now, no water interruption will occur despite the effects of the dry season and the El Niño phenomenon. The MWSS says the level in Angat Dam is still above the critical level of 180 meters. And the High Court rules that even persons serving time for heinous crimes are entitled to jail term reductions. In its decision, the Supreme Court said the Justice Department erred when it excluded such convicts from earning Good Conduct Time Allowance, or GCTA. The High Court argues all prisoners can avail of the benefits of the GCTA law. The Duterte administration revised the implementing rules and regulations of the GCTA law back in 2019 after a public uproar over the possible release of convicted murderer and rapist Antonio Sanchez. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.